Thank you, Pastor. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Could you reach over and take your neighbor by the hand one more time, if you haven't already? And I want us to, and I tell you, I feel something very deep in this place tonight. God's going to move. In fact, how many believes that I'm a man of God? I'm not turning this on me, but how many believes I'm a man of God? And I feel very strong when I was over here praising the Lord. We've had a lot of tragedy in our family the last month. A lot of things have happened. Tragedy has a way of focusing on what's really important in life when we face it in our family. Some of you have been touched by various things in your family. And I understand that when we do face those things, it has a way of cutting the fat, so to speak, off or out of our lives. And it brings us into focus of what's really important, what matters most. How many knows what I'm trying to say? And so I felt very strong as I was over here just a few moments ago that God wants to heal some deep-seated things in our young hearts tonight. How many believes that? God wants to heal some deep-seated things. And I feel very strong. Last night, I was at the hospital in Alexandria, Louisiana with my father. He's been there for a few weeks. He suffered a stroke, and I spent the night with him. But all this last week, I have prayed, and God's gave me a word for you tonight. I had no idea. We don't know exactly who's going to show up, but turn your neighbor and say, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you're here, and we're here, and I tell you what, we're not here by coincidence. It's not a mistake that we're here, and I love the fact that we're in the sanctuary, and I love the fact that I feel something wanting to happen more than just a time of a typical youth gathering or youth service and just a good little devotional. Let me just ask this. How many would be open and be willing to just have our own move of the Holy Ghost tonight? I'm talking about some church. How many would like to have a little church tonight? A little church. Turn to everyone and say, church. God wants to move. And I tell you what, take your neighbor by the hand, and I want us to do something. I know we have. I know there's not very many in here that's too shy. How many has ever lift your voice? Amen. Excited about our favorite team or whatever, whoever. But I want us to lift our voices right now. I want to be honest with you tonight. I want to be serious with you. God's getting ready to fill somebody with the Holy Ghost tonight. God's getting ready to renew somebody in purpose tonight. Where are all my shy folks? God's getting ready to do something in our lives tonight. How many believes that? How many would like to believe that? Listen, young people, the presence of the Lord has moved in here. We're here in the will of God. Take your neighbor by the hand. I want you to lift your voice, and I want you to pray. God, whatever you want to do, whatever you desire to do, do it in me tonight. I need you. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty. I need you, Lord. Oh, God, you have flooded this sanctuary once again on a Friday night with your presence. There's nothing like your presence, oh Lord. There's nothing like your presence. God, we haven't come here just to look at one another and snicker and smile and just... We've come here, Lord, because we need a word from you. And I want to drive out every spirit that's opposed to the Holy Spirit. I want to drive out everything that just wants to make light of anything in this house of worship tonight. God, right now, sweep our hearts. Oh, let your love of God, perfect love, casteth out all fear. Lord, shed your love abroad in our hearts tonight. God, I feel something supernatural about to take place in this house tonight, oh Lord. We need you. Help us to rise to the occasion, oh Lord. And help us, Lord, to be willing and ready to receive from you tonight. We need you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. I pray for every young person. I pray for their families, oh God.
I pray for their families. I pray, God, for them as an individual. I pray for their homes. I pray for everything. I pray, Lord, for every circumstance that has surrounded their lives. Oh, hallelujah. Young people, I feel such a burden in this house tonight. God's getting ready to do something. Why don't you close your eyes and lift your hands and just yield to what you feel right now. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord, of King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is here. He's doing it right now. Come on, don't be intimidated. Don't be inhibited. Don't be ashamed. Come on. I'm looking for some young person that's man enough or woman enough, if I can say it that way, to be real right now and forget about everybody and everything and say, I just need you, Lord. I don't care how it looks. God, give us an apostolic move of the Holy Ghost tonight. We need your touch, Lord. Help us, God, with our identity crisis amongst Pentecostal youth and amongst youth in the church, oh Lord. Help us, God, with our identity crisis tonight. Help us to understand all over again who we are in you and what we have, oh God. In the name of Jesus, one more time, reach over to somebody else and pray with them for just a moment here. Come on, God's moving. This is our time, young people. This is our time. This is our time. And we're in the will of God. You want to know what it feels like to be in the will of God? We're in the will of God right now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let's clap our hands to Him, shall we? We declare victory in this house tonight. Somebody shout victory in Jesus' name. Come on, shout it out. Victory in Jesus' name. Come on, shout it, victory in Jesus' name. Come on, shout it again, victory in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. God's getting ready to impart something to us tonight. How many believes that? God's getting ready to impart something to us tonight. Turn your neighbor and say, get ready. In the next 20 minutes or so, God's getting ready to do something in your life. Come on. I need some young people that knows how to shout. I just need two young people. Shout, hallelujah. That sounds healthy. Sounds pretty good. Hallelujah. It's good to see everybody here tonight. I give honor to Pastor and Sister Hughes. Don't you love Brother and Sister Hughes? Awesome. Awesome. It is a delight of mine, and it's just a privilege to be with you tonight on this Friday night. It is an honor to be here. Thank you, Brother Hughes, for having me come tonight. To all of you, good to see Brother Wes. Hallelujah. Man, I wish I could play that banana like him. Hallelujah. Piano, keyboard, I mean. Hallelujah. See, shows how much I know about it. Hallelujah. All I can play is the radio. And I just got an iPod 2 weeks ago for the first time. How about that? I'm getting there. 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 I still got an old fogey phone. I hadn't got one of them high-tech phones like Pastor, but I'm getting there. We're working on it. Hallelujah. I know if you have Bibles, Emma's got a Bible. If you don't, I'll read it for you. But we might have a screen. We got a tech back there up in the sound booth. Daniel chapter 1. How many is going to let me preach to you just for a minute? For a few minutes. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 1 and verse number 5. Daniel chapter 1, verse number 5. Are y'all with me? I love you. Guts, warts, and all. I love you. It's good to see all of you here. I give honor to you and to all. Young people, God bless you. Daniel chapter 1, verse 5. I have felt very strong about this.
God gave me this last summer of last year, and I haven't preached it. But I knew tonight was the night. Daniel chapter 1, verse number 5 says this way, "And the king appointed," why don't you help me read it, somebody? "The king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years that at the end thereof," verse 8 says it this way, and I love the first three words of verse 8. "But Daniel purposed," it was not an accident. It wasn't a coincidence. Turn to your neighbor and say, "It wasn't an accident." It wasn't a coincidence. It wasn't by mistake. But the Bible says, "But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat." That he would not, that's how strong he felt about it. "That he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself." He was extracting himself. He was pulling himself away, saying, "I'm not going to defile myself with the king's meat." In other words, this is what you're putting in front of me. And in essence, this is exactly the way it was. The king was saying, "This is what you've got to eat or else." But Daniel said, and I want you to understand the story. Daniel said, "No, I think not. I'm not going to defile. I'm not going to corrupt myself with what you're telling me that I have to eat." Man, I'm almost through. We're fixing to go get something to eat. Are you with me? Give me 2 more minutes and we'll be done. Sounded pretty good, didn't it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know. Sister Hughes made some cookies, and I was a cookie monster right before church tonight. I shouldn't have said that anyway. But Daniel purposed. Everybody say, "Daniel purposed." Turn to him and say, "We got too many people that are not purposing to live life the way God intended for them to live." Got a choice, young people. We still have a choice. Y'all with me? We still have a choice to live any old way we want to live. Man, I feel like preaching tonight. I hadn't preached since last Sunday. We got a choice to live any old way we want to live. But you know what? I've got a decision to make. I have a choice to make. I can choose to live with what the king is telling me I got to live with. Or I can say, you know what? I eat from another bread. I eat from another table. There's my nourishment comes from another source. How many is thankful for the church? How many is thankful for the church? How many is thankful for the Bible? The Word of God? I'll tell you what I'm trying to talk about, and it's simply this. In John chapter number 4, in verse number 35, it says this. John chapter 4, verse 31, excuse me. It says, "In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. He said, Eat." In verse 32 of John chapter 4 says, "But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of." Turn to your neighbor and say, "I have meat to eat that you know not of." He said unto them, "I have meat." God, Jesus, said unto them, "I have meat that you know not of." One more, John 6. Somebody say John 6, verse 35. We're talking about Daniel eating the meat, eating the bread, drinking the wine that the king was putting before him. And Jesus said unto them, John chapter 6 and verse 35 says, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger." Hallelujah. Come on, young people. He said, "I am the bread of life." I like that. Do that "who" again. That's good. I am the bread of life. "He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth," everybody say "believeth" on me, "shall never thirst." That's Jesus. That's Jesus. That's not this world. That's Jesus. "He that believeth on me shall never thirst. He that believeth on me shall never hunger."
What are you trying to say, Brother Bullock? I'm trying to create an appetite tonight that we've got. It all is contingent upon our hunger. What are we hungry for? What are we thirsty for? And I want to come tonight and tell you that we're not just children of any kind of bread. We're children of another bread. We're children of another. We sit at another table. I am not going to eat what this world says I've got to eat. I am not just somebody meandering my way through life. Turn to your neighbor and say, I am a child of God. I belong to Jesus. And ain't no devil in hell going to take me there with him. Come on, somebody. I'm going to reach for some young person tonight. I may not reach but for two or three, but I'm going to reach for everyone that will allow me to reach for them tonight. Turn to your neighbor and say, we are children of another bread. Let's clap our hands to the Lord again right now. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Let's clap our hands and lift our voices to Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout glory to God. Somebody clap your hands three times. Somebody jump up on your head. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I'm in the house of the Lord. Ooh, someone, not everybody run the aisles at the same time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can see in the spirit, and I can sense it, I really do, in this place. And I'm so thankful, again, that we're in the sanctuary tonight. And this is a house of worship. I'm about to say, this is the house of worship. I felt it when I walked in the door tonight, and as I was praising and worshiping God, as you were as well, from our hearts. How many was praising God as we were singing earlier, a few moments ago, from the heart? It wasn't just from the head, but from the heart. Come on, somebody. Raise your hand if you were really singing those words up there on that, from the heart. And as we were singing and praising and worshiping God and singing the songs and the choruses, as Brother Hughes was so wonderfully leading us, and we were creating that atmosphere that's conducive for us to receive something from the Lord. Because you see, this is not a courtroom. This is not just a hearing. This is not a lecture, professor, college, or classroom hall. This is the house of God. This is a place of worship. This is where lives are changed and young people's lives can be totally altered. Destinies can be rearranged and focused and new purpose and new hope can be born in our lives and our hearts. And I'd like for someone in this place tonight to leave here and say, I came in one way, but I'm for real leaving out another way. I believe that's happening right now. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. And so I sense it as I walked in here tonight in this house of worship that there is such a yearning. Brother Hughes, there is a yearning. And I have preached the last few months. I've been up in the Maryland and Dover, Delaware area and Pennsylvania and New Jersey area preaching the last few months. And I've sensed it in that northeast quarter of the United States. I felt it there, here. Everywhere I've gone, there is such a yearning in the hearts of the people. And in light of what this presidential election that we just went through the end of the year, in light of all that's going on in our country, there is such a yearning in the hearts of the people and young people that are gathered in this place tonight. I can feel it. No, we're not running the aisles and we're not banging our heads up against the wall. But I can see it in your eyes, and I can sense it in your spirit. There is a yearning. There is a desire in our hearts. You are desperately hungry. Listen to me, young people. You are hungry for your life to be shaped and molded by the intrusion of God into your mundane life and world. You yearn. As you go down the road in your automobile, or as you go to school, as you go to and forth, back and forth from home to places that wherever it is that you go. No, there are times that you're by yourself and you're there and you're alone and the tears begin to swell in your eyes. And you feel that overwhelming feeling as if, God, there's got to be more to my life than what it is that I'm doing.
right now. Can I get a witness? You yearn for a connection with God. A connection. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the kind of connection with God that will overthrow the hurt and the pain and the heartache and the disappointment and the feelings of alienation and rage, feelings of alienation and rage that can reduce you and I and reduce the power of the gospel in our lives and reduce the power of God in your life. When you have unrealized expectations, when you hope for something to happen and it didn't happen the way you thought it was going to happen in your life or in your family, in your home, and it just didn't happen the way that you've hoped that it would happen, and it's just like you're just this object existing on planet Earth and you're just here. I mean, he knows what I'm talking about. And it's unrealized expectations. They can leave you empty and they can leave you broken and they can leave you with feelings that no hope is present without hope. But I want to tell you tonight, and I thank God that someone did it for me, Brother Hughes. It's when we come to a youth service just like this here tonight, and we call our time together, and it's when a preacher, whether it's in a youth service or whether it's a Sunday morning, Sunday school or Sunday morning worship service or a Sunday night or a Wednesday night service or a special conference service or when we gather for church, it's when a preacher steps to the pulpit. I got one that fits me tonight. Hallelujah. It's when a preacher steps to the pulpit and begins to speak the Word of God, or the Word that creates a whole new matrix for life. There's a risk when you stand up and start preaching new possibility in the face, and I'm going to call it what it is, demonic opposition. Come on, young people. We're not just playing tiddlywinks. We're up against spirits that want to overtake us and overthrow us. And thank God for a preacher that will step to the pulpit and begin to speak the Word that creates that whole new matrix for life. And there is a risk when we stand up and we start preaching new possibility in the face of all kinds of opposition. But power is released. Somebody shout released. When truth is preached. That's why the enemy wants us just to sit down and just kind of have a good time tonight and just take it easy and just listen to a good little devotional, a good little sermonette, a good little, good little message, Brother Bullock, and just give it to me good, so I can walk out of here feeling pretty good, No, the enemy is doing everything he can while we're in this place to try to intercept and to try to take away from us the Word that needs to be deposited in our spirit to let us know that life isn't really the way we see it. And so a preacher steps up and truth, watch this, truth is released when it's preached. Power is released when truth is preached. And newness, somebody shout newness. Newness is evoked when God is praised. I want to take my prerogative tonight and step to this pulpit like I just talked about. And I want to invoke the Word of God by the power and the authority of another world in this house tonight. And say, devil, it may be quiet right now, but there's some young people going to be clapping their hands and shouting the victory on their way out of this Friday night youth service tonight. In fact, I'd like to speak it right now. I'd like to declare it by the spoken word. It's going to happen in Jesus' name. There's some young people walked in here depressed. There's some young people walked in here feeling alienated from what life has gave them and what God wants them to have, and they hadn't received it yet. But somebody's going to leave here feeling like, I've got the victory. How many would like to leave here knowing you've got victory in your life tonight? How many would like to leave here knowing that if the rapture took place tonight, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go to heaven. How many would like to leave here feeling that way tonight? Somebody's just dare. I dare somebody to stand up and shout yes. I want that to be me. I dare somebody to stand up and say, I believe God's going to turn things around in my life and in my family. I believe it. I dare to believe it. I dare to believe it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
I am wanting to invoke the word by the power and authority of another world, Brother Hughes. That's what God sent me here tonight for. I know I'm acting like a Comanche Indian. I'm lifting my voice and I'm acting like it's Sunday night and I'm getting excited. Somebody says, let's just kick back. No, I can't kick back when hell is fighting our young people tonight. I want to let somebody know the hell with the devil. Got our attention on that one. The devil is the one that's needing to go to hell, not us. And tonight I'd like for some young person to stand up and say, I refuse to live the way the devil wants me to live. I'm going to get a fresh understanding tonight that life is more than what I'm living right now. Somebody shout hallelujah. I want to invoke it, brother. I want to invoke it, sister. I want to invoke it, young person. I want you to know that I want to hand you a permit. Turn to your neighbor and say, the preacher is wanting to hand you a permit that you really can be free. I need two young people to help me right. Stand up and I want you to shout it. I want you to shout, I can be free. I can be free. Thank you. I can be free. Thank you. Someone else stand up and shout, I can be free. I want to hand you a permit. I want to hand you a license that we can be free from sin. We can be free from the effects of sin. We can be free from the damaging degradation of sin. We can be free. We can live for God. In 2009, I'd like for 10 young people to stand up and shout, I can live for God in 2009. Come on, somebody. This is something to get excited about tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I can live for God. You may be seated. You don't have to be bound by disappointment. Someone shout disappointment. Turn to your neighbor and say, disappointment. Someone shout discouragement. You don't have to be bound by disappointment and discouragement all the time. Come on, young people. You know exactly what I'm talking about. We don't have to be bound by discouragement and depression and disappointment all the time. You don't have to feel like you're a second-class citizen because you're a child of God. You don't have to feel ashamed because you are Pentecostal. It's not a penalty being Pentecostal. I don't know about you, but I'm not ashamed of Jesus, and I'm not ashamed of His Word. I'm not ashamed of the Gospel. I don't know. I just feel it deep in my spirit. There's some young people, the devil's got you so backed in a corner that you're almost afraid to say hallelujah. You're almost afraid to say glory to God. You're almost afraid to come to church and sit on the front row and raise your hands. You know what God sent me here tonight? He wants some young people to get a fresh understanding. He wants a revival of some young people to say, you know what? I'm going to be the one to stand up. I'm going to be the one to declare, hey, I can be free. Come on. I can live for God. I can. I can. I can. I can. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. I can. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're a mighty warrior. Say, God's got His hand on your life. I'd like to ask a question. How many young people have ever received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, evident speaking with the tongues? Oh, I'd like for you to raise your hand real high. You've ever received the Holy Ghost? I want to tell you something. I want you to turn to the ones that raise their hands. If you've ever received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I want you to turn back to them and say, listen, said, I'm telling you the truth. Listen, say, you are a mighty warrior. Say, the devil would like for you to realize, he'd like for you to think that you're just some little insignificant somebody, a nobody going nowhere. But I want to tell you something. We are not that. We are mighty warriors. And I want to tell you, young people, we're anointed of God. Come on, we're anointed of God. We're anointed of God. You know what? God wants to resurrect that anointing in some young people tonight. I've got two or three that's with me right now. Come on, I've got to. Don't make such a fuss, brother. I'm going to make a fuss tonight. I'd like to be a terrorist to hell tonight. I'd like to terrorize hell tonight. I'd like hell to know you ain't got every one of the young people in this world. You haven't got all of us. And as adamant as they are about sin out there, we can be that excited about living for God in here again, once again. You're doing great. Come on, clap your hands. I want to live for God with some excitement, some vitality, some vigor. But you can't do it until you know what you got. mean, how can we be excited about something we don't even really realize what we got? Watch this. I want everybody to shout with me again. Say, I am a mighty warrior, anointed of the Holy Ghost to accomplish a task that God has called me to. I feel something in that. Come on, young people. I feel something in that. There's an anointing on your life. There's an anointing on our lives. Someone shout. Somebody stand up and shout. There's an anointing on our lives. Someone else stand up and shout. There's an anointing in this place. Thank you, my brother. Someone, I need some young lady to stand up and shout. There's an anointing on my life. There's an anointing on your life. Do you believe that? There's an anointing on your life. Some other young lady stand up and shout, I'm a mighty warrior. There's an anointing on my life. Come on, somebody say, I'm a mighty. Yes. There's an anointing on my life. I believe. See the, you know, oh, get tricked. No. There's nothing to be. No. Stand up and shout again. Say, I'm a mighty warrior. There's an anointing on my life. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in that. Say it one more time. There's an anointing on your life. I want you to raise your hands right now. There's an anointing on her life right there. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. There's an anointing on it. Come on, clap your hands right now. There's an anointing on our lives. The devil doesn't want us to recognize that anointing. He wants us to live in the shadows of that anointing. But you know what? I'm going to preach that anointing to the forefront tonight and say, hey, I got something I may not realize I had all along. I've got the power to overcome every temptation, every sin, everything that comes my way to seek to destroy me. Someone shout hallelujah. There's an anointing on your life, young lady. What's your name? Heather, Sister Heather. There's an anointing on your life. There's an anointing on your life. I need one more young man or young lady to stand up and shout, there's an anointing on my life. Say, I'm a mighty warrior of God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Hughes, stand up and show us how it's done. Hallelujah. Yes. There's an anointing on my life. You know what? You know what I'm preaching tonight? I'm preaching there needs to be a transference. We come to church and all the adults for years, I mean, it's like it's great. They get into it. I thank God for my brother here. Hallelujah. I thank God for everybody, my brother here. Thank you for your praise and worship. But you know what? God is saying it's time for revival of young people to realize it. Church is more than just warming a bench. It's more than just coming here and just enjoying it. God said, I'm looking for some young people like Daniel to stand up and say, hey, I'm going to be counted. I know what I got, and I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it. How many wants to use what you got? Somebody stand your feet and shout, I'm an anointed warrior of the Holy Ghost of God, and I want to be used of God. There's purpose to my life. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's clap our hands to Jesus.
I don't want to sound like someone that just is trying to come up and sound like positive mental attitude going on. It's more than just PMA. There is something that God is moving in the spirit that needs to be transferred to our young people. And I'm going to tell you something, that God is getting ready to use the revival that God is getting ready to for the revival that's been getting ready to God, the process, the revival that's been in the makings that God is planned, and God is getting ready. God is saying it's time for some young people tonight, this weekend, to realize I've got something in God that I didn't really realize I had all along. And I need to use what I got. I need to use what I got. How many's got the Holy Ghost? Raise your hand again. You've got the power of God living on the inside of you. You've got the essence of God. Thank you, young lady. Stand up and shout, I'm anointed of God. Shout it again, I'm anointed of God. Raise your hands and say, I will be used of God. I'm an anointed of God. I'm anointed of the Holy Ghost of God. Does anybody feel this? The Holy Ghost moving in this room right now? Clap your hands and shout hallelujah. Come on, let's clap our hands to Jesus. See, I trust that this Friday night,
that you will allow a fresh hearing in your life, that you will put aside, that you will somehow listen to me and take me serious, that you will somehow put aside all of the voices that have spoken into your life up till now. And that you will receive this word tonight and a fresh anointing and a new power and realize God wants to use you. 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 Yes. I want to authorize you and qualify you tonight for a spiritual energy. That's what I'm trying to convey tonight. That's what I'm trying to exhibit. That's what I'm trying to example tonight. A spiritual energy that'll give you the power to overcome the enemy every day of our lives. Are you hearing me tonight? My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. And I'm ready to write into your life the power and the authority and the possibility of another world. Young people, we are not Pentecostals. We are Pentecostals. What do you mean? I don't mean, I don't have to hang my head just because I'm a Pentecostal. Just because I go to a church that talks in tongues. Just because I go to a church that baptizes, not in the titles. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, we baptize in the name of Jesus for the remission of our sins. I go to a church. I was in the hospital this morning, Alexander Cabrini Hospital. I overheard two nurses walking down the hallways. It's so funny. It's so funny. I really heard this morning. I was going to get something for my dad, and I was in the hallway, and I overheard these two nurses. One of them, so I said, you know what? I go to this. It's a church that starts with a B. I go to this, so I go to this church. And you know what? We're not supposed to have televisions. She said this morning. I mean, this, she's walking down the hall. She says, you know, I don't know. I just caught the tail end of this conversation. We're not. Our preacher preaches against televisions, and you can't wear this and can't do that. And you know, stay with me, young people. Just listen. I over and it was so funny. She was talking about a Baptist church. That's what she said. Okay. I'm just telling what I heard this morning. And then the other girl piped up. She says, yeah. She says, I was raised Pentecostal. She said, you think that's bad? I wanted to jump in their conversation so bad. I really did. I just held my peace. But I was listening. And what were they saying? They were saying this. They were saying, well, you can't do this. And you can't do that. And you can't go here. And you can't go there. And it's what I can't do. And it's the same old story. It's the same old gal, just a different dress. That's for the adults, I guess. You understand what I'm trying to say? It's the same old thing through the years. Saying, well, and focusing and emphasizing on the cannots and the can'ts. Listen to me. It's not about what we can't do. It's about what we get to do. I don't have to live guilt-ridden every night that I go to bed. Hallelujah. I can go to bed with a clean conscience knowing that I did everything. I may have made some mistakes today. Hallelujah. I feel this. I may have made some bad mistakes today. I may have slipped some word out of my mouth that shouldn't have come out. I may have thought something I shouldn't have thought. But you know what? I did everything I could to ask God to forgive me. I'm doing my best to make my way through this life. You know what? Hallelujah. There's nothing like the peace of God. There's nothing like knowing the love of God. God, I'm telling you, there's nothing like the Holy Ghost of Jesus. I'm telling the truth. I want to tell you something. I'm tired of us sitting back and letting the devil walk all over us. We know who we are. And if we don't, hello, I'm here tonight to help you along the way. Hallelujah. We are children of the King of Kings. We know who we are, and we know in whom we have believed, and we know that there is authority in the name of Jesus. I would to God some young man would just stand up and say, in the name of Jesus. Come on, some young.
Thank you, man. I went to God. Some of the young men were in the name of Jesus. You know what you're doing, Brother Bullock? We're scaring hell. We're scaring hell. Oh, that Brother Bullock already know he's crazy. Hell's got their mark on me. They've been trying to shoot me down for a long time. I would love to be on the chalkboard of hell's planning table and hell's planning room as a terrorist to hell. I want to be a terrorizer to hell. Hallelujah. You know what? The devil knows that I'm that way. Don't go in there tonight, Brother Bullock, and tell those young people that they can be all that God wants them to be, because if one of them or two of them or three or four or more of them begin to really believe that I can live life much better, oh hallelujah, more than what I'm living right now, if they really believe that, oh hallelujah, come on somebody, we need to shake hell tonight and let hell know all over again, I am anointed of God, I'm a Pentecost, I am a child of God, I'm living for Jesus with all that I can, all that I've got, I'm living for Jesus. How many wants to live for Jesus for real? Let's lift our hands and love Jesus right now. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Oh, I refuse for our young people to sit back and let the devil walk all over us like a doormat. Somebody say in the name of Jesus. Say we have authority in the name of Jesus. Say we have authority in the name of Jesus. To rise above our crisis and our storms. I feel something happening. I don't want somebody to raise their hands right now. God's moving in this room right now. Oh, the word of God is going forth. Oh, somebody is for real, really receiving this into their hearts and their spirits right now. Oh, God's got his hand on our lives tonight. The devil's a liar. Oh, I don't care where you've been, what you've done. Jesus is here tonight to let you know I still have need of you and I love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Young people, I know I'm preaching to you like we do at church, and I could have come in here, and we always focus on being creative with young people and trying to do something so creative and so, you know, get our juices flowing, trying to do something innovative. But tonight, God said, no. Get up and preach. Preach. Some of them may look at me like I'm half crazy. Get up, preach. Preach. I'll tell you what I'm preaching tonight. I believe that there is such a desire and a longing, a hunger and a thirst in your heart. I can see harshness on your lips, for you're so thirsty spiritually. Everywhere that I've traveled the last few months, it's been the same scenario over and over and over again. Young people are hungry for the power of God to be released in their lives. We've heard enough sermons to save the whole world. We've heard enough songs and sung enough songs to be in a spiritual state of euphoria when it comes to just singing. We've got the greatest preachers in all the world, not all the denominations, but what we need more than anything else. What are you preaching about? I am preaching God is wanting me. Young brother Bass, God is wanting us to revisit the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts. For real, for us, for now. Book of Acts. What do you mean? What are you talking about? I'm talking about the power. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Here's a setting. Typical Sunday night service. We're singing, the choir's singing, pastors are leading us. Sirens are going off in the distance. And everything is wonderful and lovely. And all of a sudden, one young man, stand up, says, gets up and steps up and says, in her mind, what are people going to think of me?
what are they going to say about me? What are they going to, you know, well, is somebody going to judge me? You got all these things. Are you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? All these things flood our minds. And you go up, come here, come here. And you go up, and you know what? And your hands are raised. Raise your hands. And you raise your hands. And she's got her hands raised. And she just says, I just still go and pray for her because the Bible says, bear ye one another's burdens. We're not in this thing alone. We're not supposed to be. And I've come to tell, I'm going to tell you right now, you're not alone. You're not by yourself. You're not fighting your battles all by yourself. My God, there's things, some 12, 13-year-olds that are fighting right now that some didn't fight till they got in their mid-20s. And I'm not going to go there tonight. But I want to tell you something. When you're bold enough to step out, lay your hands on her right there. Just say, and begin to pray. Y'all just begin to pray right there. Watch this. And this is not a show. This is for real. And we begin to pray one for another. And, oh, that's what I'm saying. And say, you know what? I'm not going to, I want to step up. I just need one young man to stand up right now that says, I want to be used of God. I'm anointed of God. I want the Holy Ghost to work in my life. I want to thank you. I want you to go up to another young man. Just quick, like, just go. I mean, just bold right now. Because you know what? The Holy Ghost gives us boldness. I want us young people, I want us all right now to lift our hands and close our eyes and just love Jesus right now. God is wanting the spirit of Daniel. I hadn't even really got to Daniel tonight, but God is wanting the spirit of Daniel to get a hold of us. That boldness that says no, no. No, no, no to this world and no to the king's meat. Come on, come on, let's close our eyes and lift our hearts. And somebody lift your voice if you will, and it's all right. We're in the house of God. Oh, come on, I need you, Jesus. What we need more than anything, Brother Hughes, charge young people. What we need is a manifestation, a demonstration of the power of God like it was in the book of Acts, where we don't just talk about it. We need a demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost to sweep us from center to circumference amongst our young people. Somebody pray. Somebody clap your hands. Somebody lift your voice. Somebody get excited. We're talking about eternal life tonight. We're talking about eternal life tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, every eye closed. Come on, somebody talk to Jesus right now. Feast, 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 young person, feast from whatever table you want to feast from. But I don't get my identity from people's applause and people's response. I don't get my identity from this world, but I'm after a divine change. Some young person, lift up your voice and shout those words with me. A divine change in my life. For real. Come on, every eye closed. Somebody shout it out again. A divine change in my life. That's what we're after tonight. A divine change in my life. 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 A divine someone, come on. Every eye closed, every hand raised right now. Shout it out. Speak it out. I want to hear you, young people. I want to hear some young lady, some young man shout it out. A divine change. I need a divine change in my life. I'm tired of marching around the same old pig trails. I'm tired of chasing around the same old pig trails. I'm tired of going around and around like a merry-go-round and just in circles. I never get anywhere. Oh, God, I got to get out of this cycle. And I'm going to tell you something. If you don't get out of the cycle, life will become very meaningless and very void and very mundane. But oh, God's wanting to step in, and He's wanting to put the spice, if you will, of Himself in your life and let you know that life can be so much easier. Life can be so much peaceful. Life can be so much more than what we know is it to be right now. Divine change. Somebody say a divine change. From another world. Shout a divine change from another world. I need some young person, some young man to be bold enough to shout this out with me. Say, because it's only through the power of the blood of Jesus that a sinner can be saved. Shout, it's only through the power of the gospel of Jesus that a heart can be changed. I close with this. Our pipe currently in our world, everything's about Hollywood. It's about, they had the big deals last Sunday about all the actors and actresses and giving out the awards and this. And I say, it is so ridiculous how they make such a fuss over stuff like that. And millions of dollars they spend on glorying and glorifying flesh. Flesh. Watch this. Lust of the eye. Lust of the flesh. Pride of life. But what I want to close with tonight is simply this. Our current pop, you got to hear me, young people. Listen to me, listen to me, listen. Our current pop psychology right now is this. They say, this is what they say. Perception is reality. Around Brother Hughes, I get so tired. Perception is reality. 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 What are they saying? Perception is reality. What are they really saying? Perception is reality. This is what they're saying. This, what I'm about to tell you, is what our whole nation is driven by. For the most part. It's this. It's what you see. What you perceive. The way you see it is the way it really is. That it's fact and it's settled and that's truth and that's just the way you see it. Perception, the way you see things, it's reality. If you believe, you hear me now, if you believe that perception is reality, you are a fool. Because it's a lie. Get the picture. Daniel, chapter 1, a little young man by the name of Daniel, pastor, stood before the king and said, for the space of 3 years, this is what you're going to eat. They laid it all out there. This is the table, and this is what you're going to eat. You're going to drink our wine, you're going to eat our meat, and you're going to eat our bread. Get the picture. A little old slave boy stood up, and this is what he said, Brother Wes. He said this. He says, I am not a Babylonian. Hear me. Listen, 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 listen. He said, I may be in this Babylonian empire. And I may look as though I'm enslaved and I am captive in this Babylonian empire. But he said this. He says, I am not a Babylonian. He said this. He boldly declared to the king, I am a Jew. Get the picture. Thank you, young people. You're still standing. If I'm not, I'm just saying that. Just stay standing. That's awesome. Listen to me. Watch it. We're in this world. And we may from day to day seem to be captive to this world. It seems to be the mass thing to do the way this world does things. And Brother Hughes, they seem to impose upon us their way of doing things and saying, this is the way it's supposed to be done. This is the modus operandi. This is the way you're supposed to do it. But you know what? Daniel stood up, and I'm telling you, against the entire Babylonian Empire kingdom, he stood up and he says, King Nebuchadnezzar, I will not defile myself, because why? I purpose in my heart, I am not going to eat what you're putting in front of me to eat. I am not going to live and derive my nourishment, my sustenance from what you're telling me that I've got to live on and live by.
He stood up. He dared. Somebody shout, he dared to stand up against. You know what's amazing? 10 days later, he didn't eat it. He didn't drink their wine. He didn't eat their bread. He didn't eat the king's meat. 10 days later, the Bible says those that were eating at the king's table, watch this, those that were eating there, watch this, the ones that did not eat, Daniel, hello, Daniel, he did not, the Bible says that Daniel's countenance was fairer and countenance, his flesh was fatter than the ones that was eating at the king's table. You know what God let me know today on the way here from Alexandria, Louisiana? It was this. The world says you got to live this way. You got to dress this way. I'm going to tell you something. Corporate America, they want to dress our young people like sluts. And then they want to turn around and accuse them for being the very thing that they dressed them to be like. And it gets it all messed up. And I'm going to tell you something. If all you're living by is your perception of this world, that's the way it's supposed to be, I got news for you. Where'd I put it? I got news for you. This world is not my meat. This world, the pop culture and pop society, it says you're supposed to live. Hollywood says, oh, they say you're supposed to. But you know what? I don't get my bread from them. This is my bread. This is my nourishment. The house of God. His word. His name. Somebody shout his word. Shout his name. What's his name? Shout his blood. Shout his word. Shout his name. Shout his blood. Somebody stand with me. Shout his word. Shout his name. Shout his blood. Listen to me. I'm telling you, we're in this world, but we are not of this world. He's looking. God is looking for somebody here tonight in this service to stand up and say, I will not defile myself. I'm going to purpose it. In other words, I'm making up my mind. I'm going to live for Jesus. I want to go to heaven. I don't have to live with what this world is shoving in front of my face. They shove it. Ain't no guitar ever been my hero. That is ludicrous. I'm not going to. We get on stuff, the newest things that come out, on and on. You know what? I'm just being honest with you. You can live for God, Bass. We can live for God, can't we? We can live for God, can't we, Bub? We can live for God, can't we, man? We can live for God. We can live for God, can't we, sis? We can live for Jesus. But you know what? I could come here tonight and I could encourage you and inspire you. It's not about that. It's about somebody standing up. It says, I will not rent those kind of movies anymore. I will not go there anymore. Years ago, this is funny. I just thought, I hadn't thought of this in years. You'll get a kick out of this, Pastor. Years ago, they come out with a deal. Remember that deal called Near Beer? There was a deal called Near Beer. It was non-alcoholic, but it tasted like beer. And someone asked me, the young person says, is it wrong to drink Near Beer? It's non-alcoholic, but it's got the taste. You know what I told them? I said, well, it may not be wrong, but to me, it kind of sounds like too near lake of fire. You see, that's it. Digital cable television. We know more about what each channel provides for us than we do about Jesus. I want you to pull out of me what you put in me. There's more to living than just watching TV all the time. There's more to living than just buying things for myself all the time.
Come on, I need some young person to get a hold of this. It's here. Jesus, it's here. Come on, somebody close your eyes and help me pray right now, right where you're at. Oh, Jesus. I want a burden to grip me, Jesus. I want to realize what life is really all about tonight. I know it's been a reality check tonight. I really want to realize what I'm here for, God. I want to realize my purpose, God. I really do. I really do. I want to know. I want to know. I want to understand. I want to understand, God, what it's all about. It's not about living for myself. There's some other young people that they got so many problems in their home, cussing and fussing and mom and dad fighting and all this. God, I got to reach out to them. I got to put an arm around them and let them know I'm praying for them. Why don't somebody right now do that? Why don't somebody right now bold enough to dare to stand up against the noise? Be like Daniel and let the spirit, if you will, of Daniel get a hold of some of us tonight. Why don't some young person go up to another young person right now and begin to pray for them? Oh, I dare you to do it, because I'm telling you, if you do it, God is going to move on our behalf like He's been doing throughout this entire service. Come on right now. Why don't some young lady go up to another young lady right now? Don't be intimidated. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. Don't be inhibited. Come on right now. Dare to stand up and say, I'm going to break out of this, because I'm going to be like Daniel, and I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to purpose in my heart tonight. I'm through with defiling my body, my mind, my spirit with the things and spirits of this world. I rebuke discouragement right now off of young people. I rebuke negativism. I rebuke fear. I rebuke doubt. Perfect love casteth out all fear. God, remove fear. That's it, young people. Somebody pray right now. Somebody pray right now. God's moving right now. Come on. I need two young men to go up to another young man right now. Go up and pray for him right now. The Holy Ghost is here. Somebody's fixing to renew, be renewed in their purpose. Somebody's fixing to be renewed in the Holy Ghost. Oh God, give us a demonstration amongst our young people of the Holy Ghost in fire. Fire. Oh God, we're still a running bunch of people. We're still a shouting bunch of people. And we're not ashamed of it, God. I don't want to have the identity that this world has tagged us with. God, let us realize our identity is found in you and in you alone, God. Your hand is on my life. Come on, young people. Somebody shout that. God's hand is upon my life.